Not so high church. You got so they'd have the Holy Communion every Sunday, even during the normal morning service, 11 o'clock we used to go. Well, I've never been confirmed. I shrank from that. I've been importuned by bishops that'll come around. I can't buy it, say, I was too serious about it for me to accept lightly, and I can't accept it. So I've been quitting going, mainly because I like the liturgy. I mean, Satan's spiritual, aesthetic maybe. Exaltation from a nice liturgy, nice chantings and hymns. But in fact, if anything, I guess I'll be a Catholic since I like that so much. But I couldn't go. So I just don't know how I couldn't go. I could have to get up and be conspicuous walking out just as the Holy Eucharist is about to be performed, but I don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, so you want to ask me questions about wood usage and things.
So no, I'm fascinated.
Your autobiography, a confessional.
What about your, you're active in the Historical Society, aren't you, as well?
Yes and no. My activities are diminishing rapidly. Not really. Coming up the other night. What happened was, I've always been interested in history to the extent. Mm-hmm. I prefer to read histories than novels. In 1951, I was appointed by the Secretary of State member of the Georgia Historical Commission, just been created by the legislature. And I think the one who recommended me to the Secretary of State got mixed up with my father, because I bear my grandfather's name. And he was a man of great prominence, activities in state, political, and professional life. So through my name, I got on it and went to the meetings and found it all very interesting in a way. And then one year, I think 1956, the chairman, he got an utterly impossible. He got so outraged he wanted to sue the commission, which he was chairman, because he wouldn't do what he wanted to do. So he was kind of forced to resign, and I was appointed chairman, wholly unequipped by any erudition in the field. I was in New York, we just take the Caribbean cruise, got back a telegram. Secretary Forston also, you would be chairman of the commission. So I accepted, telegraphed my acceptance, tore on down Public Library on 42nd Street, went to the Georgia Index Department and found E. Moulton Coulter, Short History of Georgia. Went to Brentano's and bought it and started studying. I have it here, one of the best books on Georgia. It's sort of short history about that thing. But anyway, since then, I've just, and the ex necessitate rei, the Romans would say, I had to do it for the necessity of the thing. And I studied my Georgia history. And that such built up a reputation. And then the historic markers all around town, I wrote most of those because I was chairman of the commission. And I stayed chairman until Jimmy Carter, who I'm going to vote for him, but have certain misgivings about him. One is he phased out the Georgia Historical Commission, put us in the Department of Natural Resources, this reorganization of which he's so proud. And it hasn't worked. And it wasn't going to work. I was 77 then, I guess. And I wasn't going to accept reappointment. But the whole historical commission has been merged in the Department of Natural Resources. And I was out of a job, so the rest of them. But in the meantime, the president had appointed me, President Johnson, and reappointed me when the time ran out. The President's Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, where that was in big time, going Washington meetings, other places over West Point, New Orleans, Boston, had to go to meetings. That engaged a lot of my attention and a lot of my reputation built from that because I was active, got due public relations service on it. And so I was active in the historic preservation movement, and as such, as it is here, my son-in-law is president of our own board of trustees of the Historic Augusta, Inc. Mm-hmm. And